right, continuing on now. Water quality has been a conversation in Michigan really since Flint was in the headlines a handful of years ago. Still trying to fix the lead water pipe issues there. My next guest is Jonathan Altenberg, Executive Director of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. Infrastructure investment and the Jobs Act provide Michigan with $1.8 billion. We're told for water equity and infrastructure assistance. I'm not sure what water equity means, but maybe Jonathan can explain. Jonathan, good to have you here.
Good morning.
What does water equity mean?
Water equity, you were referring to issues like lead line issues that were happening in Flint and a number of other cities throughout the United States. We assume that that's about $80 billion worth of issues of lead lines that need to be removed from communities. It also involves issues like access to beaches for certain communities that are minority-majority communities. It deals with jobs in the water sector. It's a pretty overall encompassing about fairness of water and the cost of water to community.
I see. Well, in Michigan, we have lots of water. Do we really have a water equity issue in Michigan? I understand Flint and Benton Harbor, but, you know, I can look at places like Mansalona, Oscoda, Grayling, all have water quality issues from different chemicals, PFAS and everything else.
No, that's absolutely true. That's why this funding is not just about water equity. It's about replacing old water infrastructure. It's about the cost of water that's increasing to all members of the community. It's about water erosion that's occurring on the lakes and on the coastlines. It's not just about water equity.
So erosion, obviously, we had high water levels that have now receded. But it goes back and forth. In 2013, we were discussing dredging, you know, the waterways around Lake St. Clair in Michigan. People that had docks on the Great Lakes were sitting on dry land. That was as recently as 2013 when we had record low water. Then we rebound with record high water. How do we deal with that? I mean, it seems to go back and forth, doesn't it?
Yes, but that's the real issue. It's not the issue about how high it goes and how low it goes. It's the frequency of what's happening out there because of issues with climate change that's going on. The frequency of high water and low water will continue, and it'll get closer and closer together, which causes erosion. Low water can also cause erosion impacts on the Great Lakes.
So let me ask you this. How does climate change create high and low water patterns that are closer together?
Well, it deals also with the frequency of storms. It deals with the temperature of water. It's you have to look at the Great Lakes as a big bathtub.
No, I understand that, but I'm looking for a simple answer here. How does high and low water levels in the Great Lakes, how do we have a record low in 2013 and a record high in 2020 that's now come down, of course? How does climate change affect that?
Well, it's, again, because of the frequency of storms that are occurring and the changes in weather patterns, et cetera, that you're going to see that kind of highs and lows that are going to come closer together.
What we're saying is that prior to 2013, we didn't have very many storms for a number of years. Water was going down and I was reading stories about how climate change was drying up the Great Lakes. Now I'm reading stories about how climate change is flooding the Great Lakes. So which is it?
Well, it's both. It's not a simple
It explains
answer.
Everything. It's magical. It's absolutely magical. No. Climate change explains everything.
No, it's not.
It doesn't even make sense, Jonathan.
Well, neither one of us are climatologists. I don't know how to explain to you. It doesn't make sense, period, what's happening in our environment today. But we're seeing greater fluctuations in our weather patterns, and that's what's occurring.
Okay. So let's talk about the $1.8 billion. Where does that water or where does that money go and for what priorities?
There are many different things. There's for clean drinking water and lead service line removal, which we were talking about earlier, repair of and rebuilding of weather of water infrastructure about, you know, you have a lot of old infrastructure that exists on the lakes. We talked about erosion before. There's damage because of erosion to water intake ticks along the lakes. There's a whole myriad of things that are this investment is going to go to.
All right, so how do you deal with PFAS, which has nothing to do with anything that you're talking about, but is probably a bigger danger to everybody than lead service lines or old infrastructure? PFAS is probably more dangerous to more people than anything you've mentioned, so how do you deal with that?
Well,
and is that part of what we're talking about?
It's not part of the 1.8 million of needed resilience and water equity and infrastructure assistance specifically there, but yes, mitigation of chemicals that are in our soils, et cetera, and that mitigation, the cost of mitigation, of getting rid of those chemicals are part of the infrastructure bill, yes.
So if we don't, is this, that's part of the infrastructure bill that's been passed thus far, correct? That's
yeah.
The part, but none of that gets spent for a number of years. So it obviously is not a terrible priority to anybody in Washington because this has spent over 10 years, some of it more. Should it be a bigger priority? I'll give you the last word.
Oh, absolutely should be a bigger priority. I hope that the money is spent earlier than in over a 10-year period. So, yes, I think there's an immediacy to those needs about PFAS. We've got algae blooms that are affecting the Great Lakes. All of those chemical issues are absolutely things that need to be worried about.
All right, and where can people find out more about what you're doing at the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative real quickly?
Where can you find out what we're doing? You can go to
yes.
our website, glslcities.com.
Greatly appreciate it. Jonathan Altenberg, Executive Director of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Greatly appreciate it. All right. Quick break. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.